And welcome to Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Hello to our listeners in Bombay, listening on Voice of Bombay, in Sydney, listening on Caper Radio, and out in Lethbridge, listening on CKXU in the beautiful University of Lethbridge, just above the coulees of the Old Man River. Hello to our listeners, of course, here in the port city of St. John, here at CFMH, where we're broadcasting the show. Got a great one lined up for you. Going to play something from Paul McCartney and Wings, the last edition of Wings before the band folded. And this one here is a B-side from a single way back when called Daytime, Nighttime Suffering, here on Ear Candy.
For all the love she gave you, there on the ladder of regret.
Aim and shoot it, get a smartphone and just get stupid. junk into outer space. Oh yeah. Oh yeah. So come on.
Underneath, she was a champagne hurricane with a foot pinned to the throttle, a top shelf shot knocking out the water bottle. Heaven sent this angel down from the sky and put a lightning bolt right between my eyes. Now I'm alive. Her lips swung like a watch, hypnotized as I stared. She said, it's all in the way that you play your cards. If you shoot for the moon, you might end up landing in the stars. Heaven sent this angel down from the sky and put a lightning bolt right between my eyes. Now I'm alive.
Thank you.
I'm Alive, I'm Alive. That's Go for the Eyes, the Calgary band, off of their record 15 through 20. An independent band, good songs. Before that, we heard Smartphone, the Bayonets. That's a band formed by Brian Ray, who is the bass player and sometime guitarist for Paul McCartney's touring band, and Ari Lieber, who is the son of the famous Lieber of Lieber and Stoller, who wrote the rock and roll American songbook, you know, songs like Hound Dog and Stand By Me. Ari is the son of that man, a legacy to live up to. But the Bayonets, I'm going to spell a name out too, so if you want to look up their music, you can find it easy enough. They're one and only record to date is called Crash Boom Bang. You probably could have seen the bang coming there. It's spelled B-A-Y-O-N-E-T-S. You're probably wondering about double T's and an E. It's B-A-Y-O-N-E-T-S, the simplest possible spelling. And you can find Smartphone, all about people getting stupid with their smartphones. Oh yes, there's a lot of that going on, right? And to lead the set off, the show off, we heard Daytime, Nighttime Suffering, Paul McCartney and Wings. And that was from the sessions for the last McCartney and Wings record called Back to the Egg. And I always loved that song. I never understood why it didn't make the record, because, you know, the record was a good record. But there were some throwaway stuff on it that this song could easily have replaced, in my opinion. What do I know, though? He's only had the most success of anybody in the world. Recently, I heard a story that he was turned away from a party. They didn't know who he was. And I think he said something to the effect of, how big do you have to be to get in? Which I think he took in good humor, but it is pretty funny. From the biggest band ever, and you're just not big enough to get in the party. Might have something to do with the age gap there, Paul. Just guessing. Maybe if you rapped. Maybe we could hear a Paul McCartney rap record. Listen, we're going to sort of change gears. We had a nice little pop set with a little tinge of rock and roll going on there. We're going to get softer, more warm, cuddlier. Yeah, your candy's going to get warm and cuddly. We're going to play a couple of songs here, from one from Heather Nova, a new one from Lucinda Williams, The Ghosts of Highway 20, and something from Susanna Hoffs to start it off. You might remember her from the Bangles way back when. She released the solo records and some good stuff on it. Yeah, like, for instance, this track, which is called Picture Me, here on Ear Candy.
Lie next to me. I got room enough for you. No matter what you do, I want you to know that you have a place in my heart. Always have somewhere to call home, no matter the circumstances. Wherever you are, you're never alone. So don't laugh and say, what are the chances? Rain and thunder, as sure as winter turns to spring, you're asking, say often wondering, is there a place in my heart? Do I have room to spare? There's a place in my heart. I made room for you there. Even though you make me blue, I got room enough for you. No matter what you do, I want you to know that you have a place in my heart.
Yes, that's the incomparable Heather Nova on Ear Candy from her record, South, Help Me Be Good to You. You need a nice phrase or metaphor to write a song that stands out from the pack. And that record was her attempt at a soul record. See, I use the word attempt. It's like a qualifying it. It's a very soulful record for sure. If you like that tune, you want to check out South, Heather Nova. Before that, we heard Place in My Heart. That's Lucinda Williams off of The Ghosts of Highway 20. And a rather downbeat record. And she's known for those kind of songs, but that's not all she does. So I really like this new tune, Place in My Heart. Hope you loved it too. And we started things off with Picture Me, Susanna Hoffs. She was the lead vocalist in The Bangles, who sometimes still get together, perform, and create. If you were a fan of them, you might like that tune. And if you're not a fan of them, you still might like that tune. You dig what I'm saying? As they sit in the Warriors all those years ago. Can you dig it? All right, enough of the tomfoolery. Let's move on with the tunes. Alana Miles, she has a record after many, many years called 85 BPM, which stands for beats per minute, nothing to do with blood pressure. And we're going to play a track from that record called Faces in the Crowd. We're going to play something from KT Tunstall, one of her better known songs, though it was never truly a hit, called Black Horse in the Cherry Tree. Just the title alone is so evocative, right? It's not Ooh, I Love You or You Love Me or something that you've heard before. Black Horse in the Cherry Tree. And then we're going to get very sad and contemplative. We're going to hear one from David Gray. Maybe his best-known song, though again, I don't believe it was ever a hit. It's too depressing, maybe, to be a hit. It's called The Other Side, though. You'll like it. It's sad in all the right ways, you know? And you don't appreciate the truly happy, upbeat songs unless you got something to measure it against. It's like life that way. That's what I think. But what do I know? I'm just your host, Mark O'Connor. The show is Ear Candy. This is Faces in the Crowd, Alana Miles.
Esther walks the hall, carrying a candle, listens at the wall for a sign of life. Closing her eyes till the room fades away, counting the chimes in the church of our Savior ringing. Faces in the crowd. Simon drives this town. Books a graveyard Sunday. Esther flags him down. Doesn't speak a word. He hums to himself as the streets disappear. Catches himself looking back in the mirror filled with doubt. Two faces in the crowd. I'm a ferry from Dover to Calais, on and on a windswept day. I've got a photo of them sailing away. Brother's so pretty. Father's so proud. together so proud. Esther walks the hall, carrying a candle, listens at the wall for a sign of hope.
Well, my heart knows it better than I know myself, so I'm gonna let it do all the talking. Across a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. I felt a little fear upon my back. I said, don't look back, just keep on walking. But the big black horse said, look this way. He said, hey, that day, will you marry me? But I said, no. The one for me. And my heart hit a problem in the early hours, so I stopped it dead for a beat or two. But I cut some cord and I shouldn't have done it, and it won't forgive me after all these years. So I sent it to a place in the middle of nowhere with a big black horse and a cherry tree. Now I won't come back, cause it's all so happy, and now I got a hole for the world to see. And it said no, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me. No, 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 no. Said no, no, you're not the one for me.
Never my intention to harm you or your kin. Are you so scared to look within? The ghosts are crawling on our skin. We may race and we may run. We'll not undo what has been done. Change the moment when it's gone.
David Gray, folks, the show is Ear Candy. That was called The Other Side. And before that, some cheerier stuff. Black Horse and the Cherry Tree, KT Tunstall, off of her debut record, Eye to the Telescope. And we got things started. Faces in the Crowd, Alanna Miles, 85 BPM. Right on. Listen, I'm going to cue up the next set by reading you a little something. I don't know how many of you are Stephen King fans. I find some of his books have been unreadable for me, but I am a big fan. It just takes the right story. I'm talking about Revival because it's his rock and roll novel, and the first movement in it, it made me cry at the end. It was heartrending. But it's a rock and roll novel, and the rest of the book maybe wasn't quite at that same high level as the first part. When he grabs hold of something and really gets it, man, he can drive it home. Anyway, here's a little excerpt. I took the guitar and sat down on Khan's bed. I didn't touch the strings at first, just thought about that song some more. I knew it would sound good on Connie's acoustic because Cherry Cherry is built around an acoustic riff. Not that I knew that word then. I listened to it in my head and was astounded to realize I could see the chord changes as well as hear them. I knew everything about them except where they were hiding on the fretboard. I grabbed an issue of Sing Out at random and looked for a blues, any blues. I found one called Turn Your Money Green, saw how to make an E. All this crap starts with E, Hector the Barber had told Con and Ronnie, and played it on the guitar. And it's true. Cherry Cherry riff, E to A to D and back to A. You'd be amazed how many popular songs that you love. And that's the chord progression. As Tom Petty once said, a lot of rock and roll songs sound the same. True enough, and that last set we heard Black Horse and the Cherry Tree, and it's KT Tunstall is using that Bo Diddley riff, an acoustic guitar, and she's broken things up and been very clever in her arrangement and her songwriting, but that old Bo Diddley riff, which I was talking about on an episode not too long ago, rears its head again to great effect. So not only are the chord patterns often very familiar to listeners, But so are the rhythms. And I guess I really wanted to make that point too, which is it's not just the chord patterns. It's also the rhythms that get recycled in rock and roll to great effect. All right, we're going to move on. And I'm going to play you three offbeat kind of tunes, two from local acts. By the way, go to Ear Candy Facebook, CFMH, our home station that I broadcast the show from. That'll get you the right ear candy because it turns out there's a lot of ear candies out there. Anyway, you'll see the playlists. I always post the playlists. So if I forget to tell you a song or forget to tell you a record or where you can get the song or record, that's the place to go. The first song is called Do-Si-Do. It's from Fredericton band Motherhood. And it's off of a record called Problems, more like an EP. And this song's got three distinct parts. In fact, if you go to their Bandcamp site, you'll have to sort of buy it in three chunks. But I've edited it together, stitched together, because it was always intended to be a single piece of music. So I've managed to do that. Probably the reason I haven't played it before, just looking for the time to make it right. So we're going to play Do-Si-Do, a little something from Sir, and something from The Doors. And we'll see if we have time for to sneak in one more at the end of the program. Here it is, Do-Si-Do, Motherhood, here on Ear Candy. We'll be right back.
show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
Oh, don't ask why. Oh, don't ask why.
Show me the way to the next whiskey bar.
I tell you we must die. I tell you, I tell you, I tell you we must die. Oh, moon of Alabama, now must say
was an unusual trifecta of songs that I've spun for you here on Ear Candy. We heard the Alabama song, or in brackets, the whiskey song. I think you'll remember it easier given the lyrics as the whiskey song by none other than The Doors, featuring Jim Morrison's smooth, honeyed vocals. Before that, we heard Dr. Pleasure. Maybe that's a new commercial for Cialis. From Sir off of Liar Cake, that's S-I-R-R. And before that, we heard Do-si-do from Fredericton's Motherhood. If you go to their Bandcamp page, Motherhood Bandcamp, you can find that track easy enough. And I'm afraid that's kind of bringing us up very close to the end of the show. I might try to spin you out with a little bit just to ease the transition, but do tune in next week for more Ear Candy. I'm Mark O'Connor. Thanks for listening.
Smoking and thinking of things to do since you're gone. Sitting lonely, can't even get stoned. Taking a breath of a feeling that once lived in this house. Dying at the mirror in the hall, talking to myself, a memory don't remember at all. Last thing you told me was the first thing that brought on these clouds.
looking up for the next thing that brings me back. Here comes a jet plane. I can see the wheels hit the ground. Looking looking up for the next thing.